Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting second. The right fielder, Stan Jefferson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rene Gonzalez. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jeff Ballard. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Firmin. Batting third. The center fielder, Brad Kaminsk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. And now, play ball. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Kaminsk. Bradley reaches second base with a double. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jefferson bunts towards the mound. Swindell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bradley scores. Ripken scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Milligan takes first base on ball four. Moreland moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Devereaux hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moreland moves to third. Milligan moves to second. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Melvin hits a fly ball into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moreland scores. Milligan scores. Devereaux moves to second. It's 4-0, Orioles. Rod Nichols now pitching. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Carter. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Devereaux scores. Hewlett moves to third. It's 5-0, Orioles. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bradley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bradley hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Kaminsk. Bradley reaches second base with a double. Hewlett scores. Gonzalez scores. It's 7-0, Orioles. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jefferson hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ballard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Firmin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaminsk hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carter hits a line drive into right field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Moreland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Milligan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Milligan hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jacoby hits a line drive towards third. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive towards third. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Melvin batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Melvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Melvin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Allenson hits a fly ball into right field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Firmin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bradley is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Stan Jefferson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Jefferson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Brien. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ripken hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kaminsk is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaminsk hits a line drive towards third. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete O'Brien, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Moreland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Moreland hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Milligan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Milligan hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Devereaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Devereaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bradley. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Orioles. Andy Allenson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a pop-up towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians too. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Melvin is 0-for-2 in the game. Melvin hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hewlett is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hewlett hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Bradley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Bradley takes first base on ball four. Hewlett moves to second. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jefferson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fermin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaminsk is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaminsk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ballard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Moreland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Milligan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Milligan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first, with Ballard covering, for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett juggles the ball. That's an error on Hewlett. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-4, Orioles. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Olin now pitching. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Melvin is 0 for 3 in the game. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. Deion James pinch hits for Felix Furman. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. James hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kaminsk is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaminsk strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Zuvella now playing shortstop. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Snyder strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.